Aw, you're scowling at me. Is it strange seeing your ex as a demon? You can look angry all you want, but I know the gears in your head are turning. You brilliant mage. You're as curious as you are offended. Oh, please. You can't hide anything from me. We were so intimate for so many years. I know how you take your coffee, what you like in bed, and how you look when you're angry and trying to hide it. It's so nice to see you again, though. I wasn't expecting you to be on the other side of my summoning. Ah, looking at you makes me nostalgic. We had some good times together. Oh, I'm not as clever as I think. That's hurtful. But fine, I'll bite. Why is that, my love? That fool girl confessor. Unconscious on the ground. What's her name? Allison? Oh, you know she didn't hit her head. Ooh, very good. A round of applause. You still have it. Or have you been dabbling in warlock magic? You're right, of course. It was the curse of opening my grimoire that did her in. She'll make an excellent host body. In fact, I'm sick of waiting. I'll possess her right now. One moment. It's been a while since my last possession. My head hurts. Huh? Stop using her voice. You're so bossy. Fine. She's a little short for a human, isn't she? Pretty, though. You look so angry. Do you like her, this confessor? She's so bright-eyed, I didn't think she was your type. Oh, please, save your posturing. Crackling the elements in the palm of your hand doesn't scare me. You can't attack me without harming dear Allison's body. Now be still. I want to look at you. You aged, but it suits you. Like you've grown into your features. And you've been getting some sun. Just looking at you takes me back to my Archbishop days. Remember those long walks we'd take through the orchard? Ugh, don't you ever get tired of being so moral? I can't sustain a possession like this indefinitely. You'll get your precious confessor back. In the meantime, just think of her as collateral. Ugh, questions, questions. We couldn't even have a moment to be reunited. Fine, I will answer some. But you must escort me. We need a clear view of the moon, and this backwater oceanfront cemetery is overgrown. Some of these trees are almost as old as I am. Are you going to offer me your arm, my love? Come, I want to walk like we used to. Even if I am in a different body. Though if you don't want to, I could always hurt Allison. And you walked right past me. Rude. Aw, are you checking the salt circle? Crouching down to get a better look? And eating it? Very clever. Did it taste good? You're damn right it's sugar. Did you really think I'd be stupid enough to leave a jar of actual salt next to my grimoire? What fool provides their own means of imprisonment? Yes, I see you've figured out my little plan. Wait for someone to be foolish enough to summon me, then bypass their salt circle and possess them. Ah, oh, you get it. Yes. So clever. Can we go now? You have work to do. Take my grimoire. We'll need it. I must say, I'm not very impressed with your new home. And this is what you left me and the church for? Some seascapes and isolation? It makes you happy? I'm doubtful. Humans are social creatures. They need company. I would have made you happier if you didn't leave. And this place is untamed. The plants run wild. The gardens we used to walk through were much more manicured. It's dangerous. Only when the wind picks up and you're assaulted with the smell of salt. Where are you trying to lead me? I see that clearing through the patch of tall grass. You can't trick me. Why are you holding me back? Excuse you. I won't be delayed. We're going this way, or I'll scratch out one of Allison's eyeballs. Wow, you're kind of a hard ass, you know that? See, I'm the ultimate human navigator. You can't fool me. What? Ah! A snake! It was enormous. Right. I'm following you now. Spare me the I told you so look. I always thought it was insufferable. I'm not shaken. I've just never seen a snake before, let alone one bigger than your arm. Yes. Thank you for saving me, but let's not get it twisted. You only helped me because the body of your confessor would have been hurt. Is she your new girlfriend? When did you really forget about me? Was it when you left, or after my human body died? Maybe I am jealous. So what? Allison isn't as innocent as you think. Don't be naive. Oh, come on. Think about it. A confessor with access to unresearched, controversial, recently discovered hidden relics from an archbishop's tomb that she traveled with unaccompanied. That's right. Now I can see you're catching on. No guards, no accompaniment, and no written request for your help. Exactly. She clearly stole my grimoire and ran to you. You have to admit, I was many things, but I wasn't a thief. I was better for you. I sound bitter. I'm allowed to be. You left me so suddenly. I thought you were happy. Oh, I wasn't the same person after I ended the famine. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I could kill her right now, and there wouldn't be a thing you could do about it. Oh, and because I'm a demon, I don't have feelings? That's rich. I'm done talking to you. And not a moment too soon. The clearing approaches. Finally, I can see the stars.